7:37 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. 88 and a 50% chance of rain at any given moment today. That's what you're looking at. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us on Thursdays at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew and Candy. And I heard you refer to Reese as traffic lady. And if that's an official title, our traffic officers wear an insignia on their uniform. I'll see if I can't get my hands on one of those and bring it to her.
We'll get her a badge for sure. That'd be fantastic. She would love the official recognition. I speak for her because that's my job. This week, it seems like we've had a relatively quiet week, which is good, but we did have a case involving Keith Tramell Hollis and an alleged battery, kidnapping, and child abuse. What happened here?
Yeah, this is one of those things where he didn't think things all the way through and how dangerous it could have been. He took his one-month-old infant from the mother and then began to strike her with his fist while he was holding the baby, and then followed her outside as she was trying to get away, I believe to get to her mother, who was in a car in the parking lot. He had the child, the infant, in his arms the whole time. So that's a very dangerous situation. It resulted in a lot of charges and felony charges on him for doing that.
I'm very concerned about the woman, but also the baby's okay, at least, despite all the craziness of it.
Yes, the baby's fine.
Good.
That's
well,
just something, again, that he didn't think through, and things could have been much, much worse.
Obviously. And I'm always, you know, there's one part of me that wants to believe that stuff, you know, domestic violence and stuff like this just doesn't happen. And then every day there's a story. And I just know it's a reality for so many people that they don't have to live with, but do endure on a regular basis. I saw a story out of Baldwin County that I wanted to get you to comment on, because the thing had to do with what they call bank jugging. And I had never heard that term before, but apparently, you know, these guys basically camped out and waited for somebody to take a bunch of money out of the bank and then followed them where they were going and then robbed them. Is that a term, a common thing? Have we seen anything like this in Escambia County and in the city of Pensacola?
Unfortunately, yes. We have had this in the city of Pensacola. The detectives are working on that, and it's common now. It's where a person will either park their vehicle in a certain position in the bank parking lot where they can see inside and see what people are doing, or they may experience this while they're in the lobby watching people obtain money, and then they follow them either to their next destination and wait and break into the car if they believe the money was left in there, or possibly to their home later on that day. So yeah, it's a situation where people need to be very aware of their surroundings. When they withdraw large sums of money, they need to watch their rearview mirrors, and if they believe somebody is following them, take a couple of extra turns and see if that person is following. And if so, get on the phone and call 911, or just drive to the police department or the sheriff's department and let us handle it from there.
Wow. I just, you know, the level of distrust you have to develop for your fellow citizens in response to things like this it's so distressing. And, you know, the idea, as you say, I mean, if you're not paying attention and somebody's watching you in the lobby withdraw $5,000, or, you know, maybe it's rent money or whatever, and you're not paying attention, you can become a victim. So you just, one more example of you got to pay attention all the time. Channel 3 last night did a very interesting story on a piece of technology that I had not been familiar with before, called a Ebola wrap, that is meant to be a non-lethal version of, like, it's sort of akin to a taser mixed with a like the South American farmers use Ebola to wrap up the legs of an animal to keep them from fleeing away. Do you know anything about this, and is this technology PPD has looked into?
It's something that is becoming more popular. As far as us looking into it, I'm not sure yet. I'm sure that we will at some point. I like to call it the Spider-Man weapon. It's where the projectile comes out of the device and either wraps around the suspect's legs or torso, where it holds their arms down or their legs to keep them from running. So, yeah, it's another non-lethal device. and we're certainly always welcome to that new technology and see how it works. There's still a lot of testing going on with that.
Okay, and I mean, there's a part of me that thinks, wow, that's pretty amazing if it works the way it looks like it works. But at the same time, you know, how many devices on the belt do you want to put a cop in charge of picking amongst when they're in the heat of the moment trying to figure out how to respond to a problem? You know, that's also always a question that I wonder about, you know?
Yeah, it can get quite crowded on the belt. So, again, it's something that's being tested, and we'll see how it turns out. And, you know, I remember when the taser was being tested, and we had the stun gun before that. So, we'll just have to wait and see on this one.
You know, you and I always like to end with a kind of a cop myth, and I actually have a cop myth for today. But I think you also had a did-you-know kind of thing that you wanted to make sure and let people know about having to do with straw purchasing for guns. Is that right?
Yeah, a straw purchase, and a lot of people may not be familiar with this, but it's when someone buys a gun for someone else, and more specifically, a straw purchase is centered around the fact that the receiver of the gun is typically prohibited from buying the gun on their own. And it's a common tactic for people to go around the law to obtain a firearm. It's typically done for a person who does not want his or her name associated with the firearm transaction. And, Andrew, that's a felony offense. I mean, when you buy a firearm, you're supposed to fill out an ATF form, and if you don't do that or you lie about that, it's a serious thing. You know, it can get you 10 years in prison.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a serious problem. And obviously, you know, somebody might be just thinking you're doing a buddy a favor or something like that. Don't do anybody favors in buying guns. And that's not what you want to do. All right. So I got my cop myth for you. I'm going to ask you and see what you answer, and then I'll tell you why I'm asking. Question is, are police officers always highly skilled at getting into locked cars?
No.
Can I tell you why I'm asking?
Yes.
All right. So the other day I'm downtown at the groundbreaking for the skate park. And somehow, in what I can only describe as the first time ever in my life, I managed to lock my keys in the car. In not a proud moment, but it did happen. I violated my own rule, which is you never put your keys down in the car, because that's exactly how they get locked in the car. So I did it, and I realized it in about 10 seconds later, and I'm across the street from PPD, and so I called one of the people I know on the force who I had just seen 5 minutes before, and I'm like, oh, man, you won't believe what I did. And he's laughing at me, which is appropriate. And then I had an officer come out, and let me just say he worked on it good for 15 minutes. And I still had to call my son to come get me with the keys. So it was not easy to do, like you see in the TV shows. Boop, 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 boop. There you go, right?
Yeah, so we have lockout kits. And some it's not really the whether the officer has the talent with the lockout kit or not. It's a matter of the car manufacturer and how
yes.
they go about trying to keep people that have these lockout kits from getting into your car. So some cars are just easier to get into than others are.
100% agreed. I mean, he was doing his best. There was no other way to do it. And it just happens to be that my Civic, the way the mechanism works, it's just really, really hard to solve. And I mean, he was, very kind and very helpful. It just didn't work. And I couldn't think of a way to make it any better. So, we had to resort to it. But that notion that, and it's funny because I said to him, I said, so what do criminals do? And he's like, well, they just break the window. Oh, of course they do. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Because they're not trying to, keep the car long term. Anyway.
Breaking the window.
Definitely the approach for the criminal, not the approach for the car owner. So, Mike Wood, and by the way, I appreciate the effort. I really do. I mean, he tried hard, and I don't blame it all. It's, they designed the car to prevent the cops from being able to help me when I was stupid. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to protect us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.